Danny Boyle, congratulations. Big smile on the face. You've got the Donegal flag. We had Donegal music. You said immediately afterwards, amazing.
Yeah, honestly, that experience was surreal. Having everyone there cheering for me, raising the flag at Donegal in front of the hometown. Oh, God, it was amazing.
So tell us, first of all, when you walked out, the ring was in front of you. And tell us a bit about the music.
I had to go put a bit of Daniel O'Donnell, home to Donegal. You know, it was very fitting. Like, and I knew being the only one from Donegal, no one else is going to pick it, so it wouldn't ruin. I knew the Hills of Donegal would be played straight away and all night, so that, you know, we have to get Daniel a shout out. We're both from Donegal, we have to give it a go. Yeah.
Now, the fight itself, 6 rounds, went the whole way, and it was a tough old slog.
Yeah, you know, he's a very experienced lad, and I knew that coming in. I obviously wanted to get the stoppage, but I didn't want to rush anything. And, you know, we were at a catch weight as well, he's a bit heavier, and just he was able to close that distance when he was coming in holding. Like, it's just it made it. He was able to make it a bit of a scrappier affair than I would have liked. You know, I felt at range, I had me way with the fight. You know, but that scrappiness, the inside fighting, it's not what I like. It's not good boxing. But he was able to kind of turn it into that kind of a fight by making it a bit uglier, which is what he wanted to do because he knew that's how he would survive the fight.
And what was the word from the corner going into the final round?
Corner was, make sure you put it on him, put stuff together. But again, it's myself. The corner had the great advice, with just me. I just wasn't sharp enough at some points. You know, he was able to close that distance a bit quicker than I would have liked. So there's definitely stuff to work on after that. And these kind of fights, if you're early on in your career, you want to learn what you need to improve on. And I know exactly what I need to go back and work on now.
So November 2022, you had your first pro fight. We're a year later now. That's 4 under the belt. What's your thoughts at this stage as to the next year?
Well, if you had told me this is where I'm going to be a year later, I would not have believed you. I would have just woke up from a dream, I think. But this, if I can keep boxing Donegal, I'd love that to get more opportunities. And let's hope this time next year I'm sitting and going to enjoy Christmas with an Irish title behind me as well.
And big crowd of Donegal people here to support you tonight. Afterwards, they were milling around you. There was photographs, autographs and everything. And, you know, that's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look, if I could be... I still can't believe I'm even saying something like this, but if I could be an inspiration for someone to come and do the same thing and turn professional and box in Donegal, and that's, if someone could take inspiration from me, I've done an amazing job. I still can't believe I'm saying that myself. I still feel a bit big-headed even saying it, but it means the world to me that I can be just a figure in Donegal, really.
And credit to the organisers and everybody involved, because it's not easy to get something like this up to Donegal.
Yeah, Jason has put in a lot of work and he deserves to hold his head high and be proud of what he's achieved tonight. You know, they put a lot of promotion behind it and they've done everything they can. Elite Sports, Sheer Sports have done an amazing job, and I'm really proud to be a part of this event.